From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Today, Iraq's prime minister laid out a plan for the future of his country. It was ambitious and familiar. Write a constitution by mid-August and hold new elections by the end of the year. Raise the quality of public services, improve security. The prime minister was in Brussels at an international conference to shore up support for his country. From Brussels, NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Prime Minister Ibrahim Jafri went on to list what other countries could do to help Iraq. According to a transcript of his closed-door speech to delegates from 80 nations, he suggested fulfilling promises of aid made 2 years ago, avoiding bureaucratic overhead that reduces that aid, and coming to Iraq, training Iraqis in their country, opening embassies, and working directly with Iraqi ministries to implement development projects. The final declaration that conference participants approved was much less specific. Still, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan called it a watershed.
A sovereign elected Iraqi government has presented the international community with a comprehensive view of Iraq's future. In response, I believe we have all jointly declared that we will work with Iraq to help meet the priorities and the expectations of the Iraqi people. In short, we have promised to each other to be full partners in the emergence of a new Iraq.
Annan said that new Iraq must include all sectors of society in its political process. Because of their low participation in January elections, Sunni Muslims are largely left out of power. But a recently brokered deal added more Sunnis to the committee writing a constitution for Iraq. Iraqi Foreign Minister Hoshyar Zebari pointed to this as evidence that his government wants everyone on board.
We are making progress, in fact, in our constitutional commission and its representations. We have proven, not only to you, but to our people, that we are for inclusiveness. This country belongs to all. Nobody wants to marginalize any group or any sections of Iraq.
Iraqi and Western diplomats at this Brussels conference stressed they want more cooperation from Iraq's closest neighbors. Most Arab states have not yet established full diplomatic relations, although Jordan and Egypt promised to send ambassadors to Baghdad soon. As U.S. officials have done before, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice singled out Syria for allowing fighters to cross into Iraq.
When you have violent acts also against Iraqi children who were standing at school, or Iraqi patriots who are joining the police forces or the army and they're standing in line, Iraqi intellectuals, Iraqi ordinary Iraqis along the street, it's time for Iraqi's neighbors and especially Syria to live up to its responsibilities.
This was not a formal donors conference, although one was announced today to take place next month. At least one new pledge of assistance was made public today, $500 million in loans and grants by the Islamic Development Bank, which is run by a group of 56 Islamic countries called the Organization of the Islamic Conference. OIC President Ekmel Isenol says many pledges of financial assistance have not come through because Iraq is still so dangerous and difficult to work in.
Security is a big concern for many people. Perhaps another reason, the Iraqi bureaucracy is not ready yet. The whole transitional period has been a hectic one. Old regime, new regime, alliances, there is a vacuum.
Government leaders at this conference say they want Iraqi people to see this day of meetings as a sign of hope. Emily Harris, NPR News, Brussels.